Welcome to Essence, your weekly dose of Essence magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I am reading articles from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence magazine. Some of the articles I will be reading are: The Moment Is Theirs, as two of our favorite R&B stars, Brandy and Monica, prepare for their first ever joint tour. Our first article is: The Moment Is Theirs, The Boy Was a Hook, Brandy and Monica Were the History. Their return proves the moment belongs and always belonged to them. By Shelby Stewart. They came in as bright-eyed young girls with grown voices. Brandy Norwood from Carson, California. Monica Arnold from Atlanta. One raised in the West Coast suburbs, one straight out of the dirty South. Two different styles, two different coasts. Both gifted with something the industry couldn't manufacture: presence. From the start, the world framed it as a competition. Labels, magazines, and fans all leaned into the rivalry. Before either had dropped a second album, before they were even old enough to drink. From the start, the machine wanted a story bigger than the music. Brandy versus Monica, the sweet Cali girl with braids, versus the Southern Spitfire with edge. It was a rivalry the culture didn't ask for, but the press fed and the labels let ride. Before the two even had time to understand themselves, the world was ready to pit them against each other. Then came The Boy Is Mine. The single they recorded together in 1998 was ubiquitous, a monster hit that sat at number one for 13 straight weeks. Earned them their only Grammy out of a combined 18 nominations between them, and cemented them both as icons of late 90s R&B. Their song, borrowing its frame from Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney's The Girl Is Mine, flipped the script. But let's be clear, the boy was never the point. The real story was what it took for two teenage black girls to stand in front of the world and sing with that much conviction, that much control. The song was a snapshot of the pressure cooker they were in. Monica admits that at 18, she couldn't see the weight the song would carry years later. She remembers liking what she heard, even as she wrestled with the lyrics, worried people would think she and Brandy were really sparring over a boy. Our taste in all things, especially men, is polar opposite, she says now with a laugh. Time has given her clarity. What once felt divisive, she says, has been reshaped into something else entirely, turning a narrative on its head for the next generation. The headlines wanted beef, but ask the two about it now and they cut through the noise. They don't give that narrative any oxygen. They lean into what's real, and what's real is the bond they're building today. What Brandy and Monica gave instead of animosity was longevity. Brandy became the vocal Bible, expanding into acting, producing, and mentoring. Building a career that crossed industries, Monica crowned Miss Thang from the start, doubled down on the music, crafting albums that spoke to pain, resilience, and love in a way that stuck to the bones. One became the blueprint for balancing pop stardom with artistry. The other became the voice of real life in R&B. Both played roles the industry didn't fully know how to honor. Time has a way of rewriting the story. They grew up. They became women. They became mothers. They became architects of their own careers in a business that too often discards its brightest young stars once the spotlight shifts. And decades later, seasoned and still standing, they met again in the most unexpected of arenas: Versus, the digital music platform dreamed up by Timbaland and Swiss Beatz. In the chaos of the pandemic, gave Brandy and Monica space to face each other not as rivals, but as veterans. Their 2020 matchup wasn't really a battle at all. More than 1.2 million music lovers tuned in, not for beef, but for communion, for nostalgia, for the reminder that these women had built catalogs sturdy enough to carry generations. It was a cultural reset and a glimpse at what could happen when the narrative moved from rivalry to reverence. And now, with this reunion tour, they take it a step further. Not just performance, but authorship. It's evidence that Black women in music can endure scrutiny and speculation and still rise above it all. Their children have watched them weather the storm, building legacies. They've proven that success isn't in awards or headlines, but in the lives touched, the generations raised, the fans still singing every word decades later. Once upon a time, the story was about a boy. Today, it's about two women who walked through the fire and came back, not as rivals, but as co-authors of a moment that still leans on their voices. The moment was never his. The moment is, and always has been, theirs. Essence. What do you reflect on when you think about the journey you've shared, especially stepping into this tour together after all these years? Monica Arnold. I try not to do a lot of reflection. I try to leave the past just as it is and focus on the present and the future because I think it's so promising. I think, unfortunately, over the years, we've missed a lot of opportunity because maybe we focus more on the past. We've had an amazing reconnection. And the way that it has come together on our terms and our time is just divine timing. Brandy Norwood. Stepping into this tour feels like a full circle moment. It's a chance to honor where we've come from, to celebrate the people who've supported us from the very beginning, and to share the stage in a way that feels fresh, powerful, and deeply connected to who we are now. It's emotional, it's inspiring, and it reminds me that music really is timeless. Essence. Monica, there is a protective energy and aura that you carry, especially when you and Brandy are together. So where would you say that instinct comes from? Monica. I guess that was a sincere observation because I do feel protective over her. I think the way the media is now makes her uncomfortable. And I say that respectfully because she lives and breathes for entertainment. She's an actress. She's a writer. She's a songstress. She's a producer. She's one of one in that area. This is a very judgmental space. It's a space where now people can say any and everything that they want. So my protective nature toward her is because as we've grown, we've started to share things with each other. And it just naturally heightens my natural protective nature. I'm like that with people that I love. So I try to be the person that she is most comfortable leaning on in this new space. Essence. Brandy, how does that affect you? And what does it mean to share that bond with her? Brandy. When we're together, it creates a sense of balance and support that allows me to be fully present. Sharing that bond with her goes beyond the music. It reflects a mutual respect and understanding that's been built over years of experiences. Essence. When you look back to The Boy Is Mine, it became a cultural anthem and a defining moment in how people saw both of you. How do you see that moment now, over 25 years later? Brandy. I see it as so much bigger than just a hit record. At the time, it was two young women coming together, bringing our voices and our stories into one moment. And the world connected with it in a way we couldn't have imagined. To see how that song connected with people all over the world and still does is such a blessing. For me, it represented sisterhood and the power of collaboration. Now, all these years later, it feels like a landmark in R&B history, but also a reminder of how far we've come as women and as artists. It's humbling to know that a song can stand the test of time like that, and it inspires me to keep creating music that resonates across generations. Monica, I think that even though the lyrical content of some of what started to play out created more division than it did togetherness, we've taken control of that, and we're making what the legacy of this song would be totally different for the next generation, and that's what I'm most proud of. When I look at what is happening now with The Boy Is Mine, when Ariana Grande did her version, it was the subtle reminder for us of how special that moment was. And what I love so much about it was that we were young, living in this moment and creating. We were creating without critics. We were creating without anything outside of ourselves. And that was the part that I think made it so great and made it so timeless. Essence, your music has been the soundtrack to generations of Black girlhood and womanhood. What does it mean to know that your voice has raised so many of us? Monica, I enjoy that more than music and melody, to be honest. Being connected to my people, if you look at my background, makes total sense. My connection to humanity, my connection to Black women, it is written in everything that I am. It's written in everything that I've experienced. My mom has been the wife of a Methodist minister for almost 5 decades. And so all I saw her do was help people. When they couldn't feed themselves, go feed people. Stop by their homes. We sang to the sick and the shut in. Everything was about helping your people. And that was something that I kept with me. So the connection a lot of times is even sharing in the midst of my pain. An example, still standing. I was still in the thick of it, figuring life out with 2 small sons and coming from a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. But I was pushing through it and I was still standing. Or after the storm. Yeah, the storm was over, but the sun was just slowly peeking through the skies for me. So I was sinking through my own pain and tapping into the homes and the houses that were filled with pain as well. I was just tapping into all those things because we're filled with pain as well. I was just tapping into all those things because that was our common connection, right? You are listening to Essence with Sharice Stevens on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Essence, Brandy, your iconic braids and Monica, your infamous pixie, have influenced an entire generation. How has hair shaped your self-expression and representation as Black women? Brandy, my hair has always been a big part of how I express myself. When I first came on the scene with the braids, I didn't realize how much it would resonate, but it became such a symbol for young Black girls who wanted to see themselves reflected in a positive and authentic way. For me, braids weren't just a style, they were a statement of creativity. I love knowing that it inspired a generation to feel confident in remaining true to their own style. Monica. So here's the thing about me. I don't overthink it. I don't do it because, oh, I have a project coming and it's time for me to do something new. It's a feeling. I'm not stuck on any one thing. I'm probably a promotional team's nightmare. They probably see me one way, and then I show up to a shoot completely different way. I ended up in a platinum blonde that I'm totally obsessed with. I always say, when I have the blonde hair, that's Denise. She does not play, okay? Essence. In an industry that often thrives on reinvention, how do you balance staying true to yourselves with evolving for new generations of fans? Monica. There is no balance. I got to be me. There is no compromise. I say no to things that can monetarily change my life all the time. Because how do you come back from that? I refuse to sell my soul. There are a lot of tables I won't have a seat at because of that, and I've made complete and total peace with that. Brandy. For me, the balance comes from leading with authenticity. If you stay rooted in who you are, your evolution feels natural and not forced. Every season of my life brings new experiences, and I let those moments shape the lyrics and melodies in my music. That's how it stays fresh, but still true to me. When I'm recording new music, I don't listen to the radio or pressure myself with what's hot. I remind myself that my voice, my story, and my truth are my testimony. That way, when I evolve, it's not about chasing trends. It's about growing alongside the people who've been with me from the beginning and inviting new fans into that journey. Essence, you've both released timeless music that defined eras. How do you decide what songs make the tour set list? And are there any surprises in store? Monica, there are definitely some surprises in store. We hear the people when they ask for certain things, but contractually, there are also songs we must do. Bridging the gap between the two is the hard part. When I tell you we talk set lists all day long, it's a never-ending conversation. And even when our tour starts, we may still be adding songs. Brandy, it's definitely one of the hardest parts because so many songs hold a special place in our hearts and in the fans' hearts. We thought about what records shaped our culture, what moments people connect with most, and how to create a flow that takes the audience on a journey. Of course, the classics are there, but we also wanted surprises, songs people might not expect to hear live, and even some new touches to make the music feel fresh again. I might even throw in some unreleased music. Essence, this tour is one of the most anticipated reunions in R&B. What do you want the audience to feel and remember when they leave your show? Monica. Oh, I want them to feel joy. I want them to feel proud of the two of us, like anything is possible. Because had you asked someone many years ago, they wouldn't have said it wasn't. I want them to feel the togetherness, the love, the nostalgic feeling from when these songs were released. And I want them to feel like they could do it all over again. You know, a concert is a great one when you can do it again. Brandy, this tour is more than just nostalgia. It's about celebrating our sisterhood, our growth, and the music that connected us all. I want people to feel joy, empowerment, and even a little healing, because these songs have been the soundtrack to so many lives. When they walk out, I hope they carry that energy with them, the memories, the emotions, and the reminder that music has the power to unite us across generations. Essence, the world has watched you grow from teen sensations into mothers and moguls. What's one lesson you've carried from your early days in music that still grounds you today? Monica, my family is everything. If you want to talk about being grounded, having a mother and father from Newnan, Georgia, and a stepfather from Whiteville, North Carolina, who raised me as his own, that's it. I'm rooted in the right things, the word, and demanding respect. There's a certain grace that comes with me, even though I'm very edgy and I've experienced a lot. If I think it, I say it. Sometimes that gets me in trouble, and that's okay. It's just who I am. But the way I move comes from the roots my family firmly planted in me. Brandy, the importance of staying true to myself. When I first started, there were so many voices, so many opinions about who I should be or how I should sound. What's grounded me through every season is remembering that my gift was given for a purpose, and it's my responsibility to honor it with authenticity. That means knowing my worth, protecting my peace, and leading with love. Not just in music, but in motherhood, business, and life. That foundation has kept me centered, no matter how much changes around me. Essence. Brandy, beyond music, you've built brands, businesses, and platforms that stand on their own. What motivates your entrepreneurial drive today? Brandy. The love I have for my daughter and my fans. Music will always be my first love, but I've learned that my purpose goes beyond the stage. Building businesses and platforms allows me to create opportunities, not just for myself, but for others, especially young women who need to see what's possible. My drive comes from wanting to leave something lasting for my daughter and for the next generation. Something that says you can dream big and actually build it. Essence. As a brand, Essence is all about celebrating Black women. How has sisterhood in family, friendship, and music carried you through your toughest moments? Brandy, sisterhood has been everything for me. Having that love and support gave me strength when I couldn't always find it on my own. There's power in knowing you're not walking this journey alone. That there is women who understand, uplift you, and remind you of your worth. It's carried me through heartbreak, self-doubt, and the pressures of this industry. It's also brought me joy, to laugh, to celebrate, to create and to heal together. That bond is sacred, and it's why I can still stand here proud of where I come from and who I stand with. Monica, sisterhood has been one of the greatest ways I've overcome hard times. My friend Toya Rushing once told me, "You're so busy being strong that you don't allow us to be there." Hearing that shifted something. I felt safe again. I cherish my friendships like I do my family because they're an extension of that. To me, true sisterhood means being evenly yoked, no competing, no comparing, no turning our backs. Those relationships have helped me move past being labeled the strong Black woman. Instead, I'm the triumphant one because I know my village has me. Essence, how has motherhood shaped the way you approach your careers? And what do your children teach you about yourselves? Brandy, motherhood changed everything for me. In everything I do, I think about Sarai. As much as I love my career, being a mom has taught me balance, patience, and the importance of being present. She shows me every day that unconditional love looks like. Through her eyes, I'm not Brandy the artist. I'm just her mom. That's the most rewarding role I'll ever have, and it pushes me to be better in everything I do. Monica, the compassion and unconditional love I used to give the wrong people, I now pour into them, and they give it back. When I had my first son at 24, everything about how I saw life and love changed. Now with him almost 21, I get to experience the return, our conversations, him picking me up, us sharing life together. That's one of my greatest joys. A lot of people fear their kids getting older, but I embrace it. I keep it honest with all three of mine, good, bad, or indifferent, because if we don't prepare them for the world, who will? Essence, looking ahead, what do you want your legacy as mothers, artists, and businesswomen to mean for the next generation of Black women and girls watching you? Brandy, I want young women to see that it's possible to embrace every part of who you are, your dreams, your passions, your responsibilities, and still shine on your own terms. I hope they feel encouraged to chase their goals fearlessly, to trust their voices and to honor their worth, no matter what the world says. For me, being a mother, an artist, and a businesswoman isn't about doing it all perfectly. It's about showing up fully, authentically, and with passion. If my journey can give them even a little courage to step into their own light, then I know I've done something meaningful. Monica, the greatest part of my legacy starts with where I'm from and the fact that no one ever gave me anything. Go get it. That's the message when it comes to me, because it is possible for you. You have been listening to Essence with readings from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence Magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a great day.